Hanna City Spaceport was chaotic with the launch of starships returning youth program trainees to their near and distant home worlds. In the central passenger cabin of the Naboo vessel Jaffin 3, Palpatine and a young trainee from Karen were comparing notes on their experiences during the previous week. On a track to becoming close friends, despite their political differences, the pair had segued into discussing Naboo's upcoming election when a flight attendant interrupted them to say that Palpatine needed to return immediately to the spaceport terminal. The attendant didn't know who had requested his presence or why, but no sooner had he entered the connector than he recognized the stern countenance of one of the security guards his father had recently hired. "Palpatine won't be reboarding," the guard told the attendant. Confused, Palpatine demanded to know why he had been removed from the ship.
"Your father is here," the guard said after the attendant had re-entered the starship.
He pointed through the connector's transparisteel viewport to the far side of the field, where sat a sleek starship bearing the crest of House Palpatine. Palpatine blinked in surprise.
"When did he arrive?"
"An hour ago. Your mother and siblings are also aboard."
"They didn't say anything to me about coming here."
"I wouldn't know about that," the guard said. "You've already cleared Chandrila Customs, so we can proceed directly to the ship."
Palpatine glared at him.
"Just discharging your orders, is that it?"
Unruffled, the guard shrugged his broad shoulders.
"It's a job, kid. That's the long and short of it."
Surrendering to the inevitable, but angered by the sudden change in plans, Palpatine trailed the guard through a maze of similar connectors to one that accessed the family starship. The elder Palpatine was waiting in the entry airlock.
"Why wasn't I informed of this beforehand?"
Palpatine demanded.
His father nodded for the guard to seal the hatch.
"Your mother and siblings are aft. I'll join you there once we've completed the jump."
Maneuvering around Palpatine, he slipped into the cockpit. Palpatine turned to the airlock hatch and considered leaving while he had the chance, but ultimately thought better of it and went aft, though into not the main compartment, but a smaller one that housed the communications suite. Strapped into an acceleration chair, he stewed through the launch and the jump to hyperspace. Unfastening himself when the ship was between worlds, he stood up and began to pace back and forth in the cabin, and was still in motion when his father entered a few minutes later.
"Our course is set for Chomel Minor."
Palpatine stopped to stare at him.
"For the foreseeable future, you're going to be residing with the Grigetus family. Clothes and other items we thought you'd like to have with you are already aboard."
When Palpatine said nothing, he continued.
"You and Janus got along well the last time we visited. A change of scene will do you good."
"You decided this without conferring with me?"
Palpatine managed to ask at last.
"What about my university courses? What about my obligations to the youth program?"
"That has all been arranged. You can partner with Janus in Chomel Minor's program."
"The Grigetus' hatred of non-humans meets with your approval, then?"
"Their chauvinism notwithstanding, I approve of them a lot more than I do of your current friends."
Palpatine began shaking his head.
"No, no!"
His father's tone turned harsh.
"This is for your own good."
Palpatine's nostrils flared.
"Father of lies," he muttered. "How would you know what's good for me? Have you ever even cared? This is about my friendship with Higo Damask, isn't it?"